All right.
Radio.
All right. Here we are. God damn it. I'm here. You here. And we finna get busy with this down and dirty show. You know this station, Blog Talk Radio / Real Talk with Rosebud. That's what you're listening to. Hey, man, I got some real shit that I want to talk to you today. Hey, this show is sponsored by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty.com. Now, before I really get into what I want to talk about today, I just want to say, I understand, I really do, I understand that sometimes things get to where, you know, you have to take advantage of these sales that I'm having. So, of course, I'm really glad that you are doing that. But what I really want you to understand is, you know, I may or may not have another sale, but when I stop having them, them tools aren't going to stop coming. And you're going to have to make your mind up that you're going to have to get a tool at full price if that's the case, because I may not do that. I'm just saying I don't want you to stop being interested in the tools when the sales are over, because as much game as I'm putting in them now, I'm going to keep putting them in, but they're going to come out much at a much slower pace. I didn't cover all the bases. I didn't explain the philosophy. I didn't explain how to get into a hoe's head. I didn't explain, you know, what to do with your money. I have explained so much shit on those tools. And I'm coming not to the end of them, but I'm coming to where I'm explaining philosophy. And I'm making it to where you have to really be in the game for real to understand the tools. So make sure you understand that about the tools from maybe, I think, from 225 on. But let me tell you something. This is a really fly show. And you guys, I really like it that you're taking advantage of it. You know, I do get pumped up when I see the queue is full of callers, which it's not today. But I don't really care because I'm pumped up just to know the fact that I'm getting hella responses from this show. So you must be listening to it. You know, this show is really needed. It's been needed. I had one sort of similar to it before, but this one is unique because this one is controlled by me. I'm done with trying to be partners with motherfuckers that's weak and can't stand the fact that I ain't going for no goddamn shit that I ain't going for. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you think you are. And what I'm saying is, so fucking what? You know, whatever you're going to do that I needed you for, motherfucker, I'm finna do it myself if you ain't gonna do it, period. That's how I think. You know, and I try to be like that. I try to be like that with this game. You know, I try to be like this with everything I do. So I'm building this radio station. I'm glad you listen to it, but do me a favor. Put motherfuckers up on the fact that I got my goddamn own show. And nothing's off limits. The whole time, the last 2-3 years you've been talking to me, I was working with somebody else. And, you know, you got to follow their, you know, protocol. And some of that shit, I wasn't with. But I had to do it because it was good exposure. So right now, what we talk about is stuff that I really think is important. We talk about stuff that is really going to assist you in this game. Call-in number is 657-383-0809. You know, I want you to call in. I mean, I know all of you motherfuckers ain't in the game, so you don't, I mean, that's what we talk about on this show exclusively. So, but if you ain't in the game and you want to talk about this shit or learn about it, whatever the fuck, fine. Just make sure when you get on the phone, you don't confuse what we doing with the Ask Rosebud show. The Ask Rosebud show is just as dope, but it's just on another tip. Now, on this show, we kicking about the problems in the game today. We kicking about the problems with the motherfucking hoes of the day. And we kicking about how to actually be a motherfucker. Because that's one thing that you guys, most of you guys don't really understand about the pimping. The pimping has all the things, every element you think, whatever. It's got all that. But the element that you don't understand is prevalent. The element of the pimping that you don't understand supersedes anything you could think about is the pimping. Is you want to be a motherfucker. You got to understand that. If you don't want to be a motherfucker, you don't want to be no pimp. You know, yeah, you're going to have bitches, that's part of it. Yeah, you're going to have money, that's part of it. Yeah, you're going to have jewels, that's part of it. But you need all that shit. You need all that goddamn shit, the fly shit, the cars, the house, you know, the conversation. You need all that shit to be a motherfucker. Because if you don't have any part of what I'm just talking about, you ain't going to be a motherfucker. You're going to be a motherfucker that think you a motherfucker because you sharper than a lot of people you know. But you ain't going to be no real motherfucker because you can't go anywhere in the world, get the same respect, do the same shit with the same understanding. The same shit I think about in the streets in California, I think about that shit in New York, coast to coast, you know, border to border, whatever the fuck, north to south. What I'm saying is this shit don't change when you a motherfucker. When you are a motherfucker pretending to be a motherfucker, you have to change a lot of shit, and you have to change often. But you still could run around talking about you a motherfucker because you're the only one knowing you changing. But a real motherfucker know you ain't no motherfucker because you changing. Because a real motherfucker don't change. A real motherfucker do what he do. And, you know, I've been talking shit about technology and all that. I mean, I hope you guys know. As much negative shit as I talk about technology, I have a motherfucking master's degree that I fucking got a 4.0 grade average in. And my master's degree is teaching and learning with technology. So do not mistake the fact of what I'm saying about technology to be that I'm a fucking dinosaur and I'm not up on technology. I have a 4.0 GPA that I could prove to any one of you motherfuckers that's curious, and I have a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. I know all about technology. I know all about what technology has done, what it can do, and what it will do, because that's what I learned in the university level. So just remember that when you want to speak about being a goddamn dinosaur. I'm no dinosaur. I'm just a motherfucker with a specific understanding about a specific thing, and I know what changed things. Now, how many of you motherfuckers knew that I had a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology? Matter of fact, can I get somebody to press 1. You don't have to talk. Just press 1 so I can see the question mark come up. So I can, okay, good, good. That's all. Take. You don't have to, unless you really got a question to say in. But I'm saying if you're pressing 1, that means y'all can hear me. Okay, all right, y'all can hear me. All right, that's cool. So 7 and 6, do you really have a question or did you just press 1 and let me, let me pull up on you. I don't want to diss you. I don't want to trip you out. Do you really have a question, or did you just press 1 to let me know you can hear me?
Yeah, I just pressed 1 so I can hear you, man, and get confirmation
okay, man.
About that master degree.
Yeah, okay, cool, man. Thanks. 707, are you back on? Are you back on for a question, or are you just letting me know you can hear me?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, just not talking to no one. I'm here
okay,
listening.
Good, man. Good, period. I'm putting you back in. I've been having problems, man, and then I go through 10, 15, 20 minutes of the show, and then somebody let me know they can't hear me, but my computer is saying everything is active. So, I ain't no computer motherfucker. I just take the different steps to make sure of it, and that's one of them. But any goddamn way, tonight, being a motherfucker, you know, I mean, that's not the subject of the night, being a motherfucker. That's not the subject. The subject of tonight really is we really talking about your appearance of not being a pimp. Excuse me. Your appearance, period. But we are going to emphasize what we emphasize about the pimp. But what I really want all of you to understand that I'm talking, what I'm talking about is deep down inside, in your gut, something says to you, you want to be a motherfucker. Something says that to you. I don't know how it speaks. It might speak in German. I don't know. But what I'm saying is something about you makes you feel just unsatisfied about a lot of shit that you're doing. And that's because you're not a motherfucker in your mind. Now, in your mind, you could say Rosebud's a motherfucker. But if you said that, you would have 3, 4, 5 different things that would make you support that thinking. What I'm doing is trying to get you to establish your support. Because you don't think like that when it comes to why you ain't a motherfucker. You would start thinking about things that make you understand why you not a motherfucker. We have to start establishing things that make you support being a motherfucker. And once you have those things established, when you get a leg up on something, that leg ain't gonna crumble. You might need 4 legs, but you motherfucking got one up. That one is gonna be up, and you're gonna be thinking from that position until you can get the second one up. And when you get that motherfucker up, you're gonna do the same until you can get the third. And then from that one, you get in the fourth. And what I'm saying is this shit that we doing on this show is establishing the support that you need to become somebody that you think is a motherfucker. Now, my biggest joy is really getting to do these things. But let me go ahead. Your appearance is, out of all the things that you do have some sort of control over, your appearance is one of the things that you have the most control over in your life. I mean, it's just a fact. And I know that, you know, I always go to sports, but anyway, any ball player, whatever he's playing, they would rather wear their uniform all the time. But of course, they only can wear their uniforms during a game or something team related. So they just can't sport those goddamn uniforms all the time. But what they can do and what they do is make sure their identity is never far from that uniform. Otherwise, I'm a fan, and whatever I see that uniform when I see you. I see whatever that uniform is and whatever game it is, and then I might get to see you actually in some sort of action that I kind of remember. But what I'm saying is whenever any one of you see some sort of athlete, wrestler, whatever he is, you see him in regards of his fucking uniform. So otherwise, his appearance, he's not wrestling right now. He's just, you know, a regular person. His appearance has a lot to do with what you think of what he does for a living. And unless he looks some sort of really just way that's just not appropriate, you're going to think he looks cool. Now, what I'm saying all this for is because we're professionals. We are professionals. Now, we're not above board professionals. But we claim something, the pimping. We claim it. So even at a low point, even when you had a very low point in your life, financial wise, things is going horrible for you, you know, and the relationship wise is worse, game wise is just really bad. You can make a concentrated effort to appear all right. And making that effort, what that does is keep you in the frame of mind of not giving up. So whenever things are really, really bad and you're doing what I'm saying right now, you, let's say you go to a gas station, use a bathroom, and you go in there and you look in the mirror, you get to see yourself. And you know you fucked up. You know things ain't going like the way you want it to go. But you also see that you still down. And that's the most important thing to see. Because if you don't control what your mind get to think, your mind is a motherfucker. And it has a mind of its own. And it will start thinking what it fucking want to think. Unless you make it think what you want it to think. So I'm talking about your fucking appearance. You just got to first understand that the only thing a person sees or knows of you before they get to interact with you is what you look like. That's all they know. You don't have to be formally dressed. I'm not saying that. But being informal doesn't mean you should, you know, drop or lose the etiquette that you do have. My point, today's motherfuckers, today's motherfuckers, I don't care what they are, pimp, whatever, I ain't even really talking about pimps right now, today's motherfuckers, you can't identify them. They're chameleons. Now, being a chameleon is a good thing, and sometimes, you know, especially in the streets, but to be a chameleon, period, is a bad thing. Because you can't identify. You don't identify. You blend with everything, go for everything. I'm talking about your appearance. And a chameleon wants to look like whatever the fuck is there to look like. Wants to blend in. A pimp or a person thinking with pimp thoughts immediately and first want to establish a self-identity. He don't want to be, he do want to be lumped in with the pimps. But let's say he knows 7 or 8, 10 pimps. He knows 7 or 8, you know, 10 different personalities. But he also knows that they all have the one characteristic in their personality that's prevalent, and that's that it makes them want to be pimps. So what I'm saying is, you know, you have to develop your self-identity. And your self-identity cannot be any part. It cannot be any part of what the fuck you're leaving. It can't. It can't have any characteristics of what some other identity has. It can only have characteristics and identity of what a pimp has. Now, what I'm saying is, today, wear t-shirts and shit. Okay. I can remember, I'm talking about 30 years, 30, 40 years of pimping. I could remember maybe 5 or 6 times that I actually wore a t-shirt. And it had something to do with a picnic or some kind of event pimps was given, you know, and that's what I was wearing for it. 30, 40 years. I did not own tennis. I owned a pair of tennis shoes. And what I'm saying is, did not own any jeans. Except for the jeans that went with the suits. Those, I forget what you used to call them. But we used to have little buttons and not buttons, but I forget what they called too. Little shit tacked on to the damn suit. And it looked like a cowboy suit a little bit. But it was a jean suit. Oh, that kind of shit with jeans, yeah. But jeans, to have a pair of jeans, we didn't have that shit. Or at least I didn't have that shit. And what I'm saying is that left it for anything I put on, no matter what it was for, was going to be kind of dressy. I mean, period, unless I went in my robe, you know, which I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to go in my robe. So what I'm saying is anything I put on, it was sort of dressy. Not that I was trying to be dressed. I could be just going to 7-Eleven to get some zigzags. I mean, you know, anything I put on. I just seen you come off and on 707. Is that for a reason?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, man, I'm just hearing what you're saying right now. And that's one thing that's one of the reasons why I am a motherfucker, because I don't agree with a lot of these fools out here claiming that shit about pimping, and they're wearing regular jeans and a t-shirt and shit. That shit like that just made me more hungry, because, you know, you can't just be a regular looking person claiming that some unregular shit. Like, for instance, if I was going to be out there talking about the pimping, whoopie whoopie whoop, at least have some damn cores on, you know, and a nice looking shirt. Not to be
Listen, what I'm saying is, when you claim to be a football player and you actually claim to be on a team, wouldn't every chance you got, wouldn't you wear something representative of that team?
Yeah, I would, because that's going to keep me there, that frame of mind.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, as a dude that was a pimp, I didn't own things that can take me out of the frame of mind that I wanted to be in. I did know that there's going to come a time that I might play some basketball, so I did need a pair of tennis shoes. So I had some plain white ones. I don't even know who they was by. But, you know, I would wear them whenever it was something like that going on. But I very rarely went to something like that. I'm talking about jeans. There was no occasion that would call for me to wear jeans. So I didn't wear jeans. But I had some jeans. No, not some. Well, actually, I did have a couple pair of these. But I can't remember what the fucking name of these outfits was. But I did have a couple. And they had the little things that you, I can't even remember. Seamstress, they put them in, and they go down the side of your leg, and they make little patterns and shit. You know, we had that shit. You know, that shit was dope to us. You know, but we didn't wear no tennis shoes with the shit. We wore our shoes with the shit, because we had a pair of pants, some jeans in the latest style, with this jacket, with this design on the back, and all this shit. You know, this was pimpish. So, you know, we wearing that shit for that reason. What I'm saying is, my whole point is, today you guys do not understand appearance. You would rather just blend in with the crowd. I'm not saying blending in is good or bad. I'm saying that if you are a particular professional, your mentality should be you want to blend in with that profession. You want to be seen as that profession. You don't want to be seen as just a worker or somebody that has a job. You want to be seen as that professional. If it's electricity, you want something on your car talking about your profession or your truck. But when the game is your shiny caddy, whatever, it's your clothes, whatever, it's your smile, as far as your overall look on your face, expression, it's the style of your hair. I mean, it's these things. And these things make you a pimp. You know, if you got some of these things from this group of people and some things from that group of people, because you want to blend with all those motherfuckers, you ain't gonna never get the spunk that you need to be a real pimp. You're just going to have whatever you need to be out there doing what you're doing. A real pimp, a real motherfucker thinking about pimping, completely
so to look
is
in the mirror and see a pimp.
No, well,
And what you're saying is, you can't really let go on. If you have a regular fit on, you can't let that throw you off, of course. You can't let that get the best of you. But, I mean, you gotta fucking play the part. I mean, you can't let just because you happen to have some regular jeans on, you can't let that shit throw you off. But at the same time, that's not the shit you want to be wearing every day.
Well, yes and no. Because what I'm trying to get you to understand is that there is no part to play. That's what I'm saying. You know, there is no part. So it's you either are or you're not. And if you are, everything about you will represent it. And what I'm not saying, you got to throw away all your jeans or your tennis shoes or whatever. I'm saying that as a pimp, every pimp I knew, now they may have had more tennis shoes than me, but they certainly didn't have no jeans. They didn't have no goddamn t-shirts. They were silk t-shirts, and them goddamn silk t-shirts was worn under a shirt that you was going to have a little opener or maybe under a sweater, you know. But if they saw a t-shirt, they saw some silk. They saw some money. You know, we used to buy our t-shirts in Beverly Hills. We ain't finna go buy no goddamn cotton t-shirt. And I'm not talking about cotton t-shirts. I'm talking about we wanted to look like a pimp. We didn't want to look like some motherfucker wearing a goddamn cotton t-shirt. We didn't. We wanted to look like a pimp. So if it was about having on a t-shirt, when them t-shirts came out, little silk motherfuckers, we went and bought every color and lined them up in our t-shirt drawer, or maybe even hung them up since they were silk. But I'm saying we lined them up and we wore them as t-shirts because we was pimping. We wanted to separate ourselves mentally from another person that wanted to wear a t-shirt. So we know we ain't gonna, yeah, so I'm saying we want to fucking wear a blue outfit, but it's kind of informal, so we want one of these t-shirts. We got to have a blue one. We got to have a black one. We got to have every goddamn color so that we'll never... We're not saying this in our head as we buy the shit. This shit has become us. It's no part for us to play. We don't fucking want no regular shit. We ain't buying it. We don't need it. And in our drawer, the socks, the underwear, everything was like that. You don't pretend to be the president of the United States. You either are or you're not. And if you are, everything you do is presidential, or it should be. You know, and that's what I'm saying. The guys of today really need to develop what I'm saying. I see a couple of questions. Let me make sure I'm gonna put you back in. Good shit, Logan.
All right. Let's...
A 786. You have a question?
Yes, sir, man. I got a question, man. Well, actually, I got a statement too because
come on.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that appearance shit. You know what I'm saying? Your appearance is everything. But you know, I think back in your day is the quality of attire. You know what I mean? Because y'all had suits and shit. You know what I mean? Today, you know, a lot of niggas don't be looking sharp in no goddamn suit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna get the shit tailored. So basically, they'll put on the Gucci belt. Like, they'll rock jeans and shit, but the jeans gonna cost about $400. It wasn't like that back in the day. So, you know, a nigga might be doing some pimping, but, you know, his dress code may not be similar to how it was, you know, with the suiting and booted and all that. But he may have on a Gucci belt. He may have on, you know what I'm saying, some Louis and all that shit. But, you know, the appearance of the quality designer done changed back in the day.
Well,
look,
let me tell you, I do understand what you're saying, and I see what you're saying. But let me tell you about a pimp. You know, if you see a real pimp today, he might have a Gucci belt on, but it's going to be, he going to have some fly shit on, too. I'm not saying a $400 pair of jeans ain't fly, because that shit didn't just start coming out. They had all kind of jeans that was $700 when you had that shit on them, the little design shit on it. But that shit, I'm not saying it's not cool, but what I'm saying is not pimpish. A real pimp, if he bought that Gucci belt, that's because he know about what you saying, and he finna put that Gucci belt on top of however fly he got. Otherwise, I'm saying he ain't finna try to be fly with some jeans, knowing that the jeans might get a reception. But when he put that Gucci belt on, they gonna say, yeah, but that nigga got that Gucci belt on. No, this nigga that's pimping gonna have on some fly ass shit, and people gonna be saying, you see that shit that nigga got on? Woo woo, and he got that Gucci belt. See, the pimp going further. The pimp wanna be separated. The pimp mentality is not just be in the game. The pimp mentality.
I totally agree with that 100%.
What I'm really trying to say is this is the mentality that you carry through everything you do. Pimp is very competitive. Even if we know that we going somewhere together and me and you cool partners and you at home, nigga, what you wearing? And let's say I was going to wear whatever I done chose, and you say you finna wear something, and I'm saying, damn, that nigga going to be fly. I'm finna change what I was wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm finna change what the fuck I was wearing. That because you want to be fly as a you know, that's your mentality. If you think one thing, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say was, I think a lot of niggas, man, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of P's, they miss that element of being fly. You know, it's all about breaking on the bitch. It's all about getting the money and all that shit. But I think they miss the essence of being fly because a lot of P's in the game, man, a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, they never grew up with having style. They never grew up being the sharpest nigga in the school. You know, it's like something they just got into. And so when they come in the game, man, they come in with some baggy-ass jeans. You know what I'm saying? They come in with some regular clothes. You know, they don't really separate themselves because they never really grew up looking fly. You dig what I'm saying?
But let me tell you what's going on with that. That's them making the game accept them instead of them accepting the game. Because I was one of them not baggy pants niggas, but I had the T-shirts on because I was a pool hustling motherfucker selling weed and shit. I didn't wear that shit. But when I got into pimping, you know, I had my head shaved bald when I got into the pimping. I was looking like Isaac Hayes. But when I got into pimping and I seen them niggas with them hair and didn't nobody have no beards and none of that shit, I changed all that shit. I didn't wear that guy. Yep. I didn't have the clothes them niggas had, but I wore what I thought was going to make me sharp as fuck. As soon as my hair got long enough, I got it permed out. Shit. I'm finna look like a pimp. I ain't finna make no pimping except my square looking ass, man. And that's the mistake guys that you're talking about is making. They trying to make the game accept they shit instead of them accepting the game. The game means you want to look different. The game means you want to represent the pimping. I mean, that's the way I see it. That's just the way I see it.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to see it. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to be screen pimping. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in Publix, you walk in Walmart, motherfucker got to know exactly what you represent. You know what I'm saying? You can't be looking like no dope boy. You can't look like a rapper. You can't look like a square nigga working a 9-to-5 job. You got to look, you know, you got to stand out. You got to represent what your mind reflects.
So wait a minute, man. So you got hoes or what? Sound like it.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about me, man. When I first got into this shit, this is how I knew. I had a bitch on Backpage. You know what I mean? I was fresh. One thing I like about your show, man, that, you know, you can get game. Me, I kind of like went as I go along. I knew a couple of P's, you know, I used to hang out, you know what I'm saying, soak up game and whatnot. But a lot of these niggas were like cross country, you know, they were here today, going tomorrow type shit. But when I first got into it, I knocked this broad, I had it on Backpage, you know, say I was getting money, but deep down inside, I felt like, man, I ain't really doing no pimping, man. When I first got that first trap, I felt like a hell of a pimp. Because the bitch had told me, I said, because the bitch told me the most sweetest words I ever heard out of a bitch mouth. She said this. She gave me the money. I said, damn, so what you want to give? She said, I don't want nothing. I just like to see your reaction when I hand you money. I just like to see the expression in your face. I just want to make you happy. Man, that shit, At that point, I was like, damn, okay. But then again, as I evolved.
Couldn't even drive at that point. A nigga dick was hard in a motherfucker, man, hearing some shit like that from a paying hoe.
Exactly.
Goddamn.
Nigga, I pulled down my cell phone and I took a picture of the trap, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just fresh in the game. I was just fresh. So, you know, I had a bitch on back page, but mind you, it was a little chubby bitch, too. You know, so I try to put on the trap, but she didn't really do good on the trap. But something about that back page, man, I felt like I was pimping. I felt like, God damn, I'm like, you know, sitting up in call, out call, you know what I'm saying?
What you doing now? What you doing now?
Right now, I'm still down, man. I'm still trying to knock her home. I got this little one with white bitch, you know what I'm saying? But she talking, you know, I gotta see your action. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you talk about you want to fuck with me, you want to do this and that, but I gotta see your action. And
so you ain't got no hoes now.
Let me tell you something, man.
What I'm saying is this: you could either want to be it or you don't. You trying to be it a certain kind of way? There ain't no certain kind of way. You supposed to get that bitch. Tell that bitch what time it is with you, and if she want to fuck with you, she do. If she don't, she don't. Your ass is supposed to be able to see and recognize when a bitch want to fuck with you. Not that you hungry to have a hoe. You letting being hungry to have a hoe fuck up all your action. Because the way you have a hoe is let the bitch know you ain't trying to, you know, fuck with her on her terms. Period, bitch.
That's exactly what I told her. I ain't fucking with her. I test her. I told her, yo, check this out. If you want to fuck with me, put some money together, then call me once you get it. And then she gave me the run around like, oh, my Pete has the money. And then I said, you need to put some money together, then call me when you get it. And then I left the conversation alone.
Okay. I stand corrected because that's some pimping. Let that bitch get at you. Hey, man, I got some more questions, man. Good kicking it with you, man. That was some dope shit.
All right,
shit.
Man, for sure, man.
469, what's your question? What's your first name? What's your question?
This Marcello. What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, shit. I'm sitting here listening to you talking about how a pee supposed to look like a pee. Now, let me ask you this. At the same time, you got to make, like, you want to separate yourself from all the suckers and the average motherfuckers, right? At the same time, ain't you trying to make sure your hoes is separated and they ain't looking like no square bitch, too?
Man, listen. Yes, I'm first. Short answer is yes. But what I'm talking about is pimping right now. We are taking for granted that your motherfucking hoes is looking appropriate. What I'm saying is, once you start getting money, all that Kmart and Walmart bullshit, you don't be buying no bitch. You know, once you start getting money, you take that bitch to some sort of store where this bitch can feel like a valuable person, have her buy whatever the fuck you're going to have her buy, and you have that bitch understand this is what life we live in. We ain't living no Walmart life. That's a regular motherfucker's life. See, that's what a lot of you guys do, that silly shit. You know, you make the bitch go get the cheapest of whatever she trying to get. Let the bitch get the best of what she trying to get so that bitch can want to go get some money. You can't have a bitch thinking cheap when she fucking trying to get some money. Man, my motherfucking hoes didn't do none of that goddamn Walmart shopping or Target or whatever the fuck, unless they was buying some kind of gift for somebody, they might have did it then. But when it was about buying something for themselves, they went to the exquisite motherfucking stores, them fucking stores that have all the lingerie, if that's the case, whatever. They went to the stores, and you supposed to have your motherfuckers looking like that. So the answer, hell yeah, you want your bitches looking fly. But I don't understand why you ask that. Come on, man. Something happened to you. I can't hear you very well, man. I don't know what happened.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now, bro?
I'm saying,
reason why I asked that because I understand you were talking about the pimping, but I'm just saying when you going out getting fly, don't you want your hoes to get fly too, or you get fly first and then they get fly when you ready for them to get fly? That's why I asked.
Check it out. What I'm saying is that's another point that I want to emphasize to you and all you motherfuckers. Pimping includes having your bitch representing your thoughts in her appearance. Pimping, if you pimping, you ain't finna be flying have some goddamn Kmart bitches. You just not. There's no separation is what I'm trying to get you to understand. there is no separation. Pimping includes everything about the pimping. And if you ain't doing one part of it, you ain't pimping. You're just doing some shit.
I got you, Dazzle, but I got you. That's why I asked that. I was trying to get a full understanding, so that's why I asked it. I got you now.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know I understand. What you're saying is, when you go get fly, your bitch get fly. Ain't no, I'm going to get fly first, and then you get fly 2 months from now. We getting it together. That's why I asked that to get understand.
Period. You finna be way more flyer because you got more than one bitch. So whatever this bitch have, let's say you got three bitches. Whatever this bitch have, and it costs $300. Whatever you go buy, the same shit could cost $900 because you got three times the income.
I got you now, bro. That's why I asked that question to get full understanding. You feel me? That's why I asked that question.
Well,
I
good man.
That's
what this shit is about. We kick real shit, man. We ain't bullshitting. We kicking it in real time.
That's why I asked that question. You dig?
Good. You got it. Okay, I'm putting you back in. 707. You got a question?
I ain't got no question, man. I can't really question you about this shit. I'm just saying, well, you said, man, when it comes to this show, it's important to always be a little bit more forward, you know, with the one button. And I just want to, man, it just made a lot of sense when you asked that other guy who was on the phone 2 callers ago that, you know, like on your fucking show, you know, we got to start off fencing, you know, and the way you made it sound like is the only way that to have a hoe is to handle a bitch from the start. You know?
But that is the only way.
Start off pimping.
Period. The way you start is the way you end. You can't start off soft. You got to start off straight up, you know, about what you're about. And then that bitch going to accept it or not. And if she do, you can continue being who you are. And you ain't got to lessen the importance of what you're talking about. That's what that is all about. All right, Logan, I'm going to put you back in. Got another call. 786. Is this the same 786? Do you have another question?
Yeah, I got
okay,
this
come
question,
on.
Man.
Come on.
Hey, okay. I hear different P's perspective on this shit about dealing with a turnout bitch. Now, in your opinion, when you dealing with a turnout bitch, do you get the bitch hooked on a game or do you get the bitch hooked on you? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot some P's
hold on. See, you missing it. You sound like you got potential, but you missing it. Because there's no separation. You are the game.
It's all one.
The game is you. And the answer is yes to both of those. You get the bitch hooked on you by talking the shit about the game. Or you get the bitch hooked on the game by talking the shit about you. Because you ain't going to be talking no shit about being a mechanic, you know, trying to get her to see that you know how to fix cars and all this goddamn shit. You're going to be talking about some pimp shit. You're going to be talking about you, and you're going to be talking about what you like to do, but you know it's some pimp shit. You know if the bitch like it, you finna catch the bitch. Then if you be talking about the game, and you be talking about what the game can do for the bitch, and how you motherfucking go make sure this game represent, you know, she get hooked on the game, but she getting hooked on you. There's no difference.
At the same time.
There's no difference,
you're
man.
At the same time.
When you make that shit an issue, when you make that thought have to come in your head, you fucking up your action. Because you're separating who you are and what you're doing. And you're making it difficult to be both of them at the same time. Because your mentality... Your mentality have separated the two things. So you can't deal with both of them. When you think of both of them as one thing, if you say, man, I'm down for this game, you got to automatically mean you pimping at every bitch you come. You got to automatically mean that when you say you down for this pimping. That means that everything you say out your mouth going to be about this game. You ain't finna let nothing come around. It ain't about this game. They're connected. You can't have one without the other. And that's what we talking about. You can't separate this shit. You have to inclusively accept everything about it. And you have to deal with every aspect of it. That's why we're talking about your appearance. that's an aspect that motherfuckers fuck off. And then they wonder why bitches don't respect them. No, man,
yeah.
You got to look like a pimp. And you got to act like a pimp. You got to do what a pimp do. That's the only way she's going to respect the pimping. You can't talk pimp You can't talk pimp shit and then come around the bitch doing sucker shit. Look, bitch, I'm going to be fucking with no bitch that ain't paying me. Can I meet you at 8 o'clock tonight? That's what you motherfuckers be
doing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They ain't standing on it. They ain't standing on the game. They're
not
standing
on
what they're really trying to convey to a bitch.
Who gives a fuck about you, bitch? Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's my attitude. That should be yours.
Bitches love that
and it's
shit,
not,
too.
Hey, it's not about this bitch. It's about you being able to claim what you claiming. And as long as you claim to claim it, you're going to let this bitch be a bitch, period, because you're going to have 20 of them motherfuckers. They can't never find another motherfucker like you. I don't care if they do find another pimping-ass nigga. He ain't going to be like you. But you could find all kind of hoes just like that bitch. And that's what we got on them hoes. That's what we got on them, man. There's plenty of them. It ain't plenty pimps. That's what we got on them. And if we don't take advantage of that shit and let that bitch... See, the way we was able to take advantage of it was the shit you talking right now sound like you would be... I would give you a pretty good grade as far as being down. Now, what I'm saying is, let's say you talk fuck with a bitch. And you talking that down shit and the motherfucking bitch is not sure. And then she go down the block and start talking to another motherfucker. Back in my day, the next motherfucker she talked to would be sounding just like you. Would be saying the same shit you saying. Let that bitch know.
Right,
and she leave him and go down the street and talk to another nigga. That nigga talking the same shit me and the last nigga was talking. See, here today, the bitch talked that shit to you and walk down the street and hear the same shit, but it ain't the motherfucking game. It's the make a deal type
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. That's what I got going on with this white bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
when I miss your choosing fee, you know what I'm saying? The bitch thought I was speaking, you know what I'm saying, alien or some shit because the last piece she
is the bitch a hoe?
She a hoe. You know what I'm saying? She a hoe that admits she's a hoe. You know, but I think the way she is, she been fucking with a lot of these niggas who claiming to be pimps, but really they like boyfriend pimps and shit. They like what the pimps slash dope boy.
Let me tell you something about the choosing fee. If the bitch got that money right now, and you tell her your choosing fee, hold on, man. You tell her the choosing fee is 2 racks, and the bitch got $2,300. She gonna break herself for the $2,300. And you're going to get the bitch right then. But let's say you tell the bitch that it's $2,300 and the bitch say, damn, I ain't got no money. You could take that bitch, put her motherfucking ass down somewhere, have her get money, blah, blah, blah tonight, blah, blah, blah tomorrow night till she get $2,300. Then you could call that nigga. What I'm saying is you could do this several ways. What I'm saying is when you tell a bitch and she a punk, about a choosing fee, that's going to keep her from choosing. Now, I'm not saying she's a punk because she's a punk. She's a punk because of the way she getting pimped on. You supposed to be able to make that distinction. And if you see that bitch got potential, only if she was under my pimping, you supposed to give that bitch a way to get with you without her knowing you giving her that action, which would mean you tell that bitch, I'm going to take you to the next town, bitch, and you're going to get some money, woo, woo, woo. And, you know, when you get it right, I'm going to take you back and I'm going to serve that nigga. What I'm saying is you don't supposed to miss a bitch because of some sort of technical. You're supposed to do what won't make you in violation of the technical. So as long as you motherfucking get that bitch and pimp on that bitch and get that fee before you serve that nigga, you was in line with the pimping.
Yeah. See, bitch, the way I did it was, you know,
the way you did it is cost yourself a bitch in the trap.
But either way, even if I ain't catch the bitch, or even if I don't catch the bitch, I wouldn't let the bitch know where the choosing fee was, because if you do have to fuck with another pimp, at least you can go in with the right idea of knowing what that's what it is.
Brother, help the needy, not the greedy. What I'm saying is this motherfucking bitch, she wasn't being greedy. She was needy. So what I'm saying is if she needed to understand what a choosing fee was, you're supposed to go out and have her getting it while you, when she come in and you breaking her, you telling her, what's she doing? Basically, you showing me that you really want to fuck with me because you didn't have it, but you wasn't against getting it. You know, this is the kind of shit I like. All the time, you breaking the bitch for the trap. And the bitch is getting sprung on your motherfucking pimping. She's getting sprung on your pimping because you didn't already let her see what a choosing fee is, and you didn't tell her what it was. You showed her. Get me some money, bitch.
Okay,
this is what this pimping is.
This is what this pimping is.
You goddamn right. And when she motherfucking show you the action, then you could, you know, do whatever you need to do. What I'm saying is after that bitch break you off the $2,300, the worst thing to do is to fuck the bitch. Because then you rewarding her for being a hoe. Bitch, that's
right,
not why I'm going to be fucking you. Now that you got the $2,300, I could put your motherfucking ass back down in the line of fire. And it's going to jump off you. Well, no. So you letting her know the $2,300 let me is for you to know that if some jump off, I'm gonna be the motherfucker responding. You know, if you ain't really, you know, chose me, then you know, let's say you getting your shit together and you only then gave me $300 out of the $2,300, and something happened, I ain't finna be the responsible for your punk ass. Ain't that a bitch? No, you gotta reach me $23, then I'm responsible. Once you do that, then I'm responsible for whatever. You know, you want that bitch to pay you without the thought of getting fucked in her mind. And once she pay you, once she choose you, and you send that bitch right back out, you know, she'll have it then. You can fuck the bitch 2 days from then. It doesn't really matter. It just matters how you handled the situation that was going to train her about your pimping. That's why we got this show, man, for a motherfucker to get a clear understanding of the game. You don't have to agree.
I love this fucking show, man. I'm glad.
You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. You just have to understand what I'm saying. Do what you want to do about it. Just understand the fucking scenario, what it means as far as game go. And we cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm putting you back in. See, listen.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. This is what this show is about. This is about understanding. We down and dirty. We ain't trying to be no punks. We ain't trying to be no cross artists. We ain't trying to do none of that goddamn shit. We trying to have hoes. And we trying to be motherfuckers that ain't got no goddamn worry about having hoes, because we around motherfuckers used to seeing motherfuckers having hoes. And that's what we doing. We bringing this shit back. Check it out. When you out and about and you run into a group of women, each and every one of them motherfucking bitches has made an immediate opinion of you based on what they see. Period. This is how important your fucking appearance is. Now, if you got you finna fuck with a, you ain't finna fuck with them, but you out and you just run into these goddamn bitches. You want every one of them motherfuckers to see the same thing, her version, but the same thing. Damn, I better not really be fucking with him. He ain't looking like blah, blah. You know, and then the first thing out your mouth, got to let them understand. That's what time it is with you. You ain't got to be mean. You ain't got to be rough. You just, you know, ladies, what's going on with y'all? Damn, all y'all fine motherfuckers. Hey, them motherfuckers ain't going to say shit. They just going to blush. And you know, they in a bitch place right now. You didn't put them in a bitch place, because what they saw approaching them actually made them feel that what they saw is what approached them. Now they see this fly looking motherfucker approaching them, and then they say, you say some weak ass, hey, how you guys doing? Say some weak ass shit like that, they gonna be let down. They're going to be motherfucking let down. Hey, you guys, listen. You got to wait like 30 seconds. I got to turn this fucking heater off. Hold on. All right, I'm back. Hey, listen. listen, what I'm saying, the bitch gonna be let down because you ain't really sounding or representing what they saw. You ain't sounding like what they saw. You gotta represent it. When you understand and you know that there's no separating you or your life or any aspect of you from this pimping, when you accept that, see, you'll be able to catch all them motherfucking bitches, at least have your motherfucking choice of who you do catch, because they gonna like you because of how you can handle or how you showed that you will handle a bitch, situations, you know, whatever. I'm saying this game is way deeper and we finna get deep. Even if you are, let's say, immaculately dressed, if you're not in complete order, you know, with your teeth, your smile, your attire, your attitude and demeanor, everything is representing this, you know, immaculately dressed person. If anything is off, all you've done is told the bitches that you are fake. And as you approach and they're going to point at what's off, you know, look at that motherfucker suit. It ain't even fitting right. Boo, boo, boo. They're going to point at what's off and they're going to, you know, judge you. And when you get there, their attitude is going to be representative of what their judgments was, unless they misjudged you. And if something was off, but you ain't off, they're going to be right back to where you want them, under your control. See, everything about you should say the same thing. Whenever a female sees you, and when she wants, she gets to like speak with you, you want everything about you to confirm what she sees. This is the like one of the biggest reasons that you should concentrate, to, in my opinion, more on who you are. That's the only way you're gonna get to be or become who you're trying to become. Because the more you know about you, the more you know about what you want. Jewelry, in my opinion, now in one time you couldn't tell me this because I wouldn't agree, but I see it now. Jewelry has nothing to offer you when it comes to being a man about the world or man about knowing women. See, clothes don't have shit to do with that unless it's the shit you got on. Your car don't even fucking have anything to offer a bitch after it attracts her attention. See, all of these things are the extension of the one real thing in the world. And that one real thing trumps everything. And the only thing that trumps all those things together is your motherfucking ass. You. The car don't drive you. You drive the car. The clothes don't wear you. You choose the clothes and put them on. You are the true motherfucker in life. I don't give a fuck. You are the true motherfucker. And you want your appearance to show that you think that. I mean, this is one of the reasons pimps dress the way they do. They be sharp all the time because that's what they think of themselves and that's what they want you to think of them. And they make sure you at least have some indication of where they're coming from by how they look. The things that I'm telling you are the only tools that you can use to attract a woman. And when you see the attraction, you're the one that get at her. Not any of those things that I mentioned. Those things are only tools. The jewelry, the clothes, your car, all that shit, they're just tools. And you have to know how to use them. Because if you depend on them using you, then you're not going to be successful. Because they're tools. They're inanimate. They're nothing. They don't have a mind. A hammer can't get up and hit a nail by itself. You have to instruct that hammer on what to do, then direct it on how to do it. Let me ask you something. Think about this. When was the last time your watch or your outfit ever said anything that made a woman fall into your arms? When was that? I'm telling you, all that stuff does is bring attention to you, which is what it's actually supposed to do. It's not supposed to speak for you. It's not supposed to make your life any easier. It's just supposed to bring attention to you. I told you before, I'm going to tell you again, attention is the pimp's drug of choice. That's why he has a car. That's why he has the jewels. That's why he looks like he looks. That's why he does what he do to attract attention. I mean, what good is using the things we talk about to get at women if hygiene is not 100%? I mean, how can you say you got some integrity if you allow your teeth to suffer? When you go out or when you're in public, period, your whole persona is exemplified by the way you carry yourself. It is magnified by the degree you enjoy people looking at you. When you're a pimp, you just, goddamn, you're walking down Rodale Road in Beverly Hills, and you see all them motherfuckers looking at you, because even though they can see you got money, they also can see he looks like a pimp. This shit is just, man, you just can't imagine what it does for a motherfucker. That shit is a motherfucker. They know, first they look at you, that must be an entertainer. Then they see that they ain't seen you nowhere. And when they seen me, they seen I was too short to be a basketball player, wasn't buff enough to be a football player. But they seen something in me. He must be a pimp. Yes! Oh, I love that shit. When you consider yourself... wait a minute, I tripped out because I was finna tell you about something that I probably shouldn't say, because that's male confidence. I don't want to talk about male confidence, because regardless, though, a pimp or a square needs confidence, but we don't want to go into that. When you consider yourself to be an alpha dog, which pimps do, whether you work a 9-to-5 or get your money from the streets, see, attention is your spinach. You know how Popeye needed spinach to save olive oil from Brutus. Attention is your spinach. Teeth and any other aspect of your goddamn appearance will be a source of insecurity if you know that shit is not up to par. I see you, 336. I'm coming at you. What's up? 336, what's your first name? What's your question?
Yo, what up, man? It's so, man. OG, what's happening, man? Congratulations on your new show, man. Your new channel,
right on,
and everything.
Man.
I finally
everything
found your ass, man. I could find your ass for like 3 motherfucking weeks. I said, goddamn, the nigga must be on his own shit or something, goddamn. But I ain't asked Dean. Dean wasn't even trying to give no answers up. But it's all good, though,
Dean,
man.
Dean being cold about it, man. I didn't hear that from a lot of people. He won't even tell him. You know, we fell out some bullshit that he was talking about. I ain't no follower like that. I know I was on his show, you know, his channel, but the nigga want me to do some shit. Man, I ain't doing that motherfucking shit. And the nigga like, man, it's best that we just sever ties. Well, fuck you, man. I go get my own show. Shit.
Hey, man, you rocking solo and you rocking strong, man. Fuck that goddamn shit, man. You dig?
Okay,
but,
what's up,
man?
With you,
man, what you saying about that dress, man, is so motherfucking real, man. I ain't even, right now I'm kind of new to the motherfucking game. I'm going to just be real with you, man. But, man, last week I went out for the first time really suited and booted, man. I mean, from the head to the toe, man, you know what I'm saying? I went to Macy's, right, to pick up some cologne, and there was a bitch working out there, man, and she was really, really like, man, who are you, and all this other shit, and what do you do, and everything. So, you know, I gave her my card and everything. Man, the bitch calls me up, right? And so I run it down on her like, man, hey, look, babe, I'm just going to be real with you. I'm nothing like any guy you've ever met or will ever meet in your life. You know what I'm saying? The only type of woman that could satisfy me, baby, honestly, is a hoe. And she was just taken back by that. She was like, what? She was like, man, I thought the suit was because, you know, you were like a business guy or something like that. I said, no, baby. I said, really, I said, the only woman that could satisfy me is a hoe. And she was like, well, I'm not a hoe, and I ain't getting down like that. Basically, she was like, I ain't no hoe. And I asked her, I was like, really? I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, if you had to put a price on your life, what would it be? And she said, you know, what everybody else say, and that's price. I said, well, baby, that's real interesting because when I walked into Macy's, you know, the place of your employment, they didn't seem to think that because your life is only worth $14 an hour and you seem to accept that shit as well. So, so that sounds like some exploitation going down to me, you did? And then she, oh, man, she got pissed on that one, bud. But she got pissed.
That
she was like,
that was some fly shit. You actually said some shit that I did not expect you to say. That was some dope
shit. And then she goes in the house, oh, man, she's like, it's not exploitation because I can leave anytime I want. And women who do that have no morals, and her morals are so strong and some bullshit like that. I said, look, baby, don't be good because of something, because obviously your strong morals that you got ain't worth for $14 an hour. Bitch. Oh, man. And this bitch was, you know, she kept talking most shit, and I was just like, look, I ain't trying to convince you of shit. I'm serious about this shit. You can either
fuck with me. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. See, let me ask you something first.
Did you
think you had any action or not from her?
I did, but, you know, I couldn't let her little responses sway me, man. I knew I had to plant my seed, man, if anything. If the bitch
but
came
did
back,
you have
came
action
back.
Or not?
Yeah, I had action. She was into me.
What
man.
Made
she
you think you had action?
I mean, the bitch, she called me, obviously. I gave her direction. The bitch called me at the time.
No,
I told her to call me.
Let me tell you something. No. Let me tell you how you should know you had big action. She's a big old square working at Macy's. Soon as you mentioned that the only kind of motherfucking bitch can satisfy you is a hoe, she should have hung up. Any bitch ain't interested in doing no hoeing. Ain't finna hear that shit. They ain't finna try to explain shit. They finna say, oh, you fucker, and hang up.
Well, she damn sure ain't do that, babe.
So what I'm saying is, listen, man, what I'm saying is that's how you could have broke her down. If you would have told her.
I gave it a choice. I mean, you know, not to interrupt, but I gave it a choice. I said, either you can fuck me and get a whole lot closer to that, meaning the prices.
Bro, that's the mistake you motherfuckers make. Bitch ain't got no choice. The bitch is fucking with me or not. I don't want no goddamn variation of what I'm talking about. You fucking with what I'm talking about, or you not, and I done told you, just like a motherfucking Mack truck ran your ass over with it, I want to fuck with hoes. And the bitch would say, well, I'm not going to be a hoe. And click, hang up. If you ever see her again, buy her a drink. Because, hey, bitch, I like a bitch to let me know I'm wasting my time if I keep fucking with her. I don't want to fuck with no bitch 20, 30 minutes and then find out the same shit I could have found out when I really, you know, played my hand proper. So what I'm saying is I like the little scenario, and I like what you told her, which was really dope. But I'm telling you, when you say strong shit like that, you got to make him shit or get off the pot. You should even told that bitch, hang the motherfucking phone up if you don't want to do no hoeing, or we can talk about some shit. It's up to you. And if the bitch hung up, then you know. But what I'm saying is she know you wasn't one of these motherfuckers that she been running around. So if she ever see you again and give you any action, she already know what time it is with you. And I'm sure, let's say you said that to the bitch and the bitch hung up, I'm sure you would need some more cologne very soon.
And that bitch would be getting it for me too, you know?
You goddamn right. You let her know. You ignore that bitch until she start trying to talk to you. And when she do, you just let her know, baby, ain't nothing changed, but, you know, for me, but the day and the time, you know, but I'm still the same, you know. And she might say, well, let's talk. Who knows? Mm. But this is how a motherfucker play his hand. You don't never raise up on the bitch, and you don't never get a bitch an option. The only option is this, which is do it or not. That's your option. Other than that, you know, if you want to hear some shit, I got plenty of shit to tell you, but I'm going to tell it to you thinking that you want to fuck with me. But, you know, I ain't going to tell it to you just so you can try to explain it down, because I know all the little negative shit motherfuckers say, baby, I do this for a living.
Yeah, man. You just try to hit me with some bullshit. I wasn't really fucking with that goddamn shit, man.
Hey, but that's dope, man. Hey, I'm going to put you back in. That was some good shit, bro. Hey, check this out. I believe that you should believe everything about you. I just believe that you should believe that everything about you is representing where you coming from concerning your mentality about whatever you do. If you're a garbage man and you want to look like that, or if you're a politician and you want to look like that, there's no difference. It's just you do what you do. I know you motherfucking know Popeye needed his goddamn spinach to be at his best. And for people like us, attention is our spinach. If your persona is properly coordinated, it will give you a kind of strength that you can use to promote what you think. And you'll be strong in your promotion, because promoting a different way to think is all about how you state your position on that. If you stand it and you use a lot of, you know, and I mean, and all that bullshit, the bitch ain't gonna believe that shit. When you promoting this new way of life, you can't have no stutters. It has to be a flawless sense. Baby, I'm the kind of motherfucker that wants you to go on out like hoes do, get some money, come in, get taught about what you're doing and learn the ins and outs of what you're doing so that we can have a life that we wouldn't have if you wasn't getting this motherfucking money. And I'm saying, I ain't gonna never stutter when it comes to telling that bitch some shit like that. I ain't gonna say no, I don't give a fuck if the shit took 20 sentences for me to say it. I'm saying them all. And they all coming off the top of my head, because I didn't know this brother was going to call with this shit, so I ain't had this goddamn prepared. But what I'm saying is it's coming off the top of my head because that's how you pimp. And if you believe that you really got pimping in you, not on you, it's really in you, then you ain't going to be afraid to address none of this shit. Soon as something come up and you ain't really sure about the answer, you still going to open your mouth and start talking as if you knew exactly what you're saying. And as you talk, the shit going to come to you. That's the way it is. Now, those of you motherfuckers who have been, like, successful at gaining confidence from my course, you should really try to understand this, but you might. But when you out, you being on the winning side of the night should be your only concern. In order for that to occur, you have to be fully prepared, right down to the color of your goddamn socks. This is what I'm talking about, appearance, everything. This kind of shit gives you courage. When you know your belt and socks and maybe your tie is matching, and your shirt and your suit and pants is matching. I mean, they don't have to be the same colors. They could be two colors playing with each other. But when you hooked up, you just feel it. You feel it. And you fucking get strength from knowing that you hooked up. And then when you cross your leg, you purposely cross your leg with your ankle on your knee, so your socks can be seen. I mean, you do this shit. Everything is purposely done because you're not trying to fucking mix shit up. This shit is about this pimping. This shit is about my appearance. And I want to make sure this bitch see that it's pimping in me, right down to my socks. You let that bitch see them. And my courses help you see past any woman's outer beauty or her curves. And it makes you look for the key that's going to open her up to you. And as long as you're representing what you're saying, you're the most qualified locksmith to be around her. Because people do not represent what they say. That's why her lock stays locked. That's why can't nobody get to her fucking ass. Once you represent everything that's going to make her relax and let you really fuck with her lock, you're going to get to find the combination. You're going to unlock it. And in order to be this way, you have to first be 100% confident that your appearance represents the man you want to be perceived as. I don't know. Maybe you guys know it, but did you guys know that the way you feel about how your nuts hang determines your frame of mind? If you're not strong enough to stand on your nuts, otherwise, my nuts drag to the ground. And if I happen to stand on them, it ain't gonna hurt. At least if it do, I'm gonna stand on them. Ain't that a bitch? See, your beliefs, you know, your foundation, if you're not strong enough to stand on that shit, you never will believe your conversation is like a drug to most women. I think my conversation is like a drug. And otherwise, when you get at a woman, you have to see her as a dope fiend. And your conversation is her drug of choice. You have to have the frame of mind that you are issuing out her enough shit for her to bite on. You're feeding it to her until she's almost full. You feed this to her, she bite on it. You feed this to her, she bite on it. Soon she's going to be full. Everything depends on your observation and your appearance at this point. She's not going to want to continue eating if you don't look like the person she should be eating with. So as long as you look and do and say what you should, you're going to be fine with this. Our observation, the way you see shit right now, is key. Because just as she has judged you in a fraction of a second, you should have been able to see any indication in her appearance, in her conversation or responses that would show you that she's fake. And you shouldn't be going as far as you're going. If you see she's not fake or think she's not fake, you continue. You have to be, excuse me, you have to be sharp. You got to be sharp to see every gesture. Every gesture she makes, you got to see it. And you got to assign some sort of meaning to it so you can interpret her body language. Because the faster you start interpreting her body language and start telling her what her body means, her body movements mean, and she starts seeing that you're hitting the nail on the head, the closer you are to catching her. Most dudes don't even understand. Just because you have on some fucking designer clothes, whatever, does not mean you're a quality person. And the average woman really knows that. She just knows. She looks at the clothes to form her judgment, but it doesn't mean shit to her. Only after she meets you and what you says represents how you look to her will it actually start meaning something. As a matter of fact, when you approach a woman, when you're actually wearing slick shit, you basically telling her how to charge you. That's what you guys are doing. At least she sees you as having a little money, and she's going to play her hand. When she sees you coming, pimping is the last thing on her mind, because you don't look nothing like a pimp. You just look like a motherfucker with some money. So they thinking how to charge you as you, if you come over here, I'm going to say this. Ooh. They thinking that kind of shit. My point is, your frame of mind is one of the most important keys to catching. Your clothes and all of the glamour are just a part of your overall appearance. If your appearance really represents you, Does it actually say how you live? Otherwise, does your appearance represent your living arrangements? You can't be dressed to the nines, looking sharp as fuck, knowing you got to go home to a crib that's in shambles. I mean, knowing that you have a very uncouth type way of living, knowing that your crib is not neat, plays in the back of your mind. And it throws off, it thwarts your overall aggressiveness in your frame of mind. Believe me, fellas, everything has to match. If a bitch come to my house, she done seen a nigga that's matching. So when she come in, she gonna see furniture that's matching. She gonna see dishes and silverware that's matching. When she come in the motherfucking bathroom, she gonna see towels matching. When she go from the bathroom to the bedroom, she gonna see the sheets and pillowcases and all that goddamn shit matching. Because everything matches with me. You have to be after the whole woman, not just her pussy. If you don't get into this mindset, this frame of mind that's going to make you more desirable, you're never going to achieve what you're after. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a motherfucking woman be able to leave her pussy at home? I think not. So it's only, or should only stand the reason that if you go after her, if you get her, excuse me, if you get her, you're going to automatically get her pussy when you catch her. If you're looking for money and you go after the money, you might miss the money. But if the bitch got the money and you catch the bitch, don't the money come with her? It's a package deal. You don't get one without the other. That's why your focus as a motherfucker would be about the end resort or result and how you can get to what your end result is. If you want to become a ladies' man, then you have to be very conscious of what your persona represents to the women you speak to. I'm going to, we got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to fucking close this out. But right now, I'm going to give you a gem. And that's, if you allow yourself to think past pussy, you'll be overwhelmed with how much pussy comes to you. I mean, right now, be honest. You know, I ain't trying to pimp on no bitch. So when I get action from a bitch, I be just trying to let my knowledge of bitches, you know, take over so I can catch the bitch. But I ain't going overboard. I ain't trying to be nice. I ain't trying to be none of that motherfucking shit. I'm being raw. I'm being me. And if a bitch is resistant to that, I know if she does come after the resistance, she's going to be just sprung on you. And this is what happened. This big 6'3" motherfucking, I'm a 5'8" dude. This bitch is a full 7 inches or more taller than me. And I got to fucking with her. And the bitch ended up liking me. But she didn't think she was going to like me because I was talking so much shit. And then I ended up hitting that bitch pussy. Oh, God. This bitch is fucked up now, man. Fucking with me, coming over my house 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I have to go off on the bitch. You know, and what I'm saying is that's how it is. When you represent what you are, and then the bitch actually see what you're representing, and she have the nerve to fuck with you, when it's representing the shit I'm representing, she gonna be fucked up, sprung. Because not only do I talk shit, I know how to handle my dick. So she got a double whammy coming. You know, until you motherfucking catch a few broads, you know, using this mentality, it's gonna kind of seem as if it's impossible. And that's because you never caught a woman before. They always caught you. See, that's what you don't understand. You think because you spoke to her, you catching her. No, you spoke to her. Her responses is what making you sit there. once you realize you can catch her, because I catch bitches, bitches don't catch me, and you understand that your appearance and nuts are responsible for catching her. Once you realize you can do that, and you realize what actually made you catch her, you'll stop thinking about it, and things will turn at that point. Because I don't think about, I mean, I talk about this shit when I'm talking to you, but I don't think about none of this shit when I'm talking to a bitch. I don't. I'll be just like concentrating on driving this Mack truck. You know, even if I'm going like 1 mile an hour, I want to maneuver around whatever is making me go so slow so I can speed up. And whatever the bitch, whatever she fucking saying or doing to make things difficult, I'm going to decide to get off the road, or I'm going to just keep going because I know I'm going to run her over. But if I decide to get off the road, I'm getting off the road right then. I'm not going to get off the road later. 469, I see you there. What's going on with you?
Now, this the motherfucking question, Uncle Bud. Now, when you talking about catching a bitch, now, you catching her by what you say to her, or like what she, how she responding to you? Or like, let me rephrase that. Or you catching her, do you know you caught her by what she responds, how she responding, or is she doing something for you or some action? You know what I mean?
Listen. How she responds inspires you to say whatever you're going to say next. But catching a bitch is all about what you say. How she responds plays a part, because you're not going to be saying too much if the bitch ain't responding right. But as long as she's giving you the right responses, you're going to be saying shit that's going to make her want to give you a right response about it. Otherwise, if you're saying something about getting money, and she say, yeah, you know, I really be wanting to get money, I'm tired of this fucking job shit. And you say, yeah, but I mean, your next statement got to be something that's increasing toward getting money. Yeah, but what would you do to get some money? You know, I mean, a lot of money ain't legal. She say something like, she got to say something like, yeah, well, so, or I'm down for whatever. And then your next statement would be, shit, I got some ways, woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? You got to lead her. You know, you can't just accept what she say as something. What she says is a gas for your car to move forward. And you got to be able to convert what she says into gas. And the way you do that is mentally. You hear what she say, you see what she's saying means, and you see what she means is where she coming from, and you do that all in a fraction of a second. Then you shoot your next shot. And as long as that bitch following, and then she's talking about what she will do, then, you know, before you really bust on her, let's say she a big old square, and before you really bust on her, then you go to, yeah, but I don't know if I like you. You like me? And I'm saying the bitch say whatever about that. Because what I'm saying is you got to change up right there. You don't go right into telling her, I want you to get some money. Because you want to control her thoughts. You don't want her thoughts to be developed. And then she work on instincts. Because her instinct is to tell you no. So you want to develop her thoughts. You want to get her to the point to where you could ask that question. But then you take her somewhere else. And like I said, you like me or whatever, and start talking about what it take to like you, woo, woo, woo. And once you didn't spoke enough about that, then you go back to, I'm saying, but shit, I got some shit for you to do. You think you be doing whatever you say. What I'm saying is that's how you play a bitch. That's how you play her. That's how it goes.
Uncle Bud, you a motherfucker, man. I got you.
You understand that, though, right?
I understand that you're basically your actions is just off her responses at the same time you leading the conversation like you always talk about. I got you.
Exactly.
Motherfucker. I love that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right, you can put me back in the queue, man. I'm listening.
All right,
go ahead.
I'm glad you see that. Now check this shit out. I might go a few minutes overtime, but I'm not a dude to be going overtime to, you know, talk about this shit. But I do like what we're talking about tonight. And the alumni, the people who fuck with me, and they took me serious, and they became students. They didn't become students of mine. They became students to themselves. And through my courses, they're seeing the results. that I'm speaking about. They're seeing every, even pimps. That is not a lot of pimps, because you motherfuckers think you don't need to know shit. So fine, I don't give a fuck. But every dude, thousands of dudes that didn't fuck with my course, they seeing the same thing. I don't care what country they're in, Germany, Italy, it doesn't matter. They're all seeing the same thing. And they're able to not think about who they gonna catch tonight. That's such a relief to a dude to not be tripping on who he gonna catch, just as long as he know he gonna catch. See, this is liberating, and to a dude that's out on the prowl, this is really liberating. These motherfuckers who've actually taken the course, they're so goddamn conceited that they only think of what their particular mission is that night. And how did they do it? Meticulously. Meticulously is how they did it. They take the course, they took the course seriously, and they do all in their power to tackle every obstacle that they come across with something they learned from the course. Now, why I'm saying this is because I'm sure it sounds like I'm saying if you're a pimp, you don't need shit. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is these things that we're talking about are the things you need. But if you can't see in yourself to do these things, it's only one reason, and that's your confidence as a man, not as a pimp. But once you start fucking with my course, you'll see that every time I say man, if you said pimp, it would be the same thing, but it would be inspiring for a pimp. You gotta understand this. Does your apartment look like your car? Which looks like your jewels? Which looks like your clothes? Which all should reflect you. The key to really catching a motherfucking woman is to get her to get at you because of how you appear to her. Did you know that the way to do that is to show her all of your qualities as a genuine man? You show her all of them. Every motherfucker has a few catchphrases that he likes to use. And if you don't, you need to develop some. But what I'm saying is you need to do that shit, because a catchphrase is another sure way to catch a woman if you use it at the right time, which is after you have allowed her enough to see the real you. Now, my show is over for tonight. Let me tell you, this was a good episode. This is some real shit we be kicking. I really like the way you participated, and I just hope we continue doing it. I'm out.